Now, crack open the history books. It is time for the Dictionary of Sydney, taking a look at some of the history of this city of ours. A very festive edition this week, I do believe. Nicole Karma joins us in the studio now.
Good morning, Nicole.
Hello.
How are you? Feeling festive?
I am feeling very festive.
Yes, I had a very nice welcoming from the staff this morning in the studio. It's not like it's never nice, but it's. I think, you know, there's definitely a festive vibe going around.
I think everybody has kind of hit that point in the year where the seriousness of the rest of the year has gone.
Yes. And, you know, you go into the city and you're just hit with decorations everywhere. And I know we've sort of all been seeing that since like October. But I think it's different when it gets closer to Christmas in a way. And, you know, we've actually been doing this since the mid-19th century or thereabouts. So
really?
We've been doing it for a long time. Big on our decorations. And although we don't get that sort of white Christmas, I think we've sort of replaced that with our own Christmas traditions. You know, like going to the beach and doing outdoor things because we can and it's hot.
Yeah. Isn't Christmas Day Bondi's busiest day of the year?
Probably. Or Boxing Day, perhaps.
Oh, maybe. Mm. That probably couple of days is their busiest time. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, since at least the 1850s, I think it was, Christmas cards took on a distinctly Australian feel and had sort of native flora and fauna on them alongside Santa and other sort of Christmas imagery. But also the focus at the time, sort of in the 19th century, was very much on morality and family values and charity, which there's still a focus a little bit today on charity, but I think it's more about sort of buying gifts and being with family. And, you know, they also had markets and fireworks and illuminations, they called it.
Illuminations?
Just basically, you know, putting lights everywhere and lighting up public buildings and the like. And also the Christmas tree, you might have noticed, in Martin Place.
Yes, yes, I did see that the other day, actually.
Quite colourful, and that's been an annual tradition since 1971, so not that long ago, actually. And it actually sort of started off in Hyde Park, where they used to have sort of carols by candlelight, and it was done in conjunction with that. And they used to use real trees, I think, up until the mid-1970s, and then people were like, can't cut down trees.
We don't like that. Yeah.
So it's the Martin Place tree has become this tradition. And also each year it is sort of lit by the Lord Mayor. And that's been a tradition, I think, since around the 1960s, when it was in Hyde Park and then moved to Martin Place in 1971. And it was also sponsored by various organisations each year.
Oh,
and in 1972, it was Coca-Cola.
Sponsored the tree. Wow.
So just a side note. And, you know, there's all sorts of festivities that go on at this time. And it's been celebrated differently. I thought it's quite interesting. The dictionary has a bit of information on this, how it's celebrated differently by different cultural and ethnic groups. For the Chinese community, for example, there's, you know, in the 19th century, they used to give gifts of plum pudding and ginger pots and things like that. Like hawkers would actually give it to their customers. And also stores featured Chinese lanterns and umbrellas. They may not have been Chinese stores, but I think there was that kind of real fashion for the Oriental at that time.
Yes.
And sort of other communities use this time, I think, to really sort of gather with their family and have epic feasts. I know my family is an Italian family and we just eat way too much pasta. There's no ham. There's no Christmas ham. It's a lot of panettone. There's just a lot will be consumed, you know, but everyone sort of celebrates in their own way. And it's really interesting, actually, tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 9 p.m., Sydney Living Museums will be hosting their annual Christmas fair, and that's F-A-R-E. So they have all sorts of stalls, over 40 stalls, and that's at Hyde Park Barracks. So if you get a chance to take a look, go, because their resident gastronomer and curator, Jackie Newling, who's also been on 2SER many times, she'll actually be providing samples of Christmas classics from historical recipes.
I was going to say, how classic is classic?
Classic. Like 1860-something classic.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So definitely head to Hyde Park Barracks tomorrow evening for a lovely Christmas fair.
Sounds awesome. Well, where can we find out more info?
At dictionaryofsydney.org.
Thanks so much, Nicole.
Thank you.
Nicole Karma with Dictionary of Sydney, a very festive edition.